from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Beginning today in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York, a hearing on whether the former president should be held in contempt for violating a gag order, as prosecutors allege he has multiple times. With more on what happened Monday during the opening day of testimony, here's ABC's Mark Remillard, who's got more on what happened during Monday's first day of testimony.
Both sides offering their opening arguments Monday before prosecutors called their first witness, David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, who prosecutors say was working with Trump in order to catch and kill damaging stories about Trump in the run-up to the 2016 election. Pecker, who is testifying under subpoena and has an immunity agreement, outlined his publication's practices of so-called checkbook journalism, where it would pay for the exclusive rights to stories. Pecker will be back on the stand this morning. Mark Remillard, ABC News, New York.
As Donald Trump sits in a New York courtroom, his November opponent is headed to Florida. President Biden to campaign on the issue of abortion in Tampa. Next week, a ban on all abortions past 6 weeks goes into effect. Members of the Senate are headed back to Washington today to vote on the House's $95 billion aid bill that includes money for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and a demand that TikTok's Chinese owners divest from the social media company. ABC's Selena Wang has more on that.
This could be a very complex process. TikTok is going to fight this in the courts, and the Chinese government could block a potential sale. And even if it were actually banned in the U.S., it's not just going to disappear from your phones. Instead, it could die a slow death where the app is banned in the app store, so new users can't join TikTok and existing users can't get their updates.
Pro-Palestinian protests growing on college campuses nationwide. 150 arrests made at NYU last night. Google has fired another 20 workers who the company says protested against Google's cloud computing deal with the Israeli government. You're listening to ABC News. Caught in Oregon, a suspect in an apparent kidnapping.
Please help me!
Oh, that's that sound from Marisol Viriato's doorbell camera in Hillsboro, Oregon, when a woman rang the bell and then a man grabbed her. She is safe and the man is facing kidnapping charges. The FTC is suing to block a multi-billion dollar deal that would put Coach handbags and Michael Kors handbags under the same company. Federal officials say it would cut handbag competition. At least five people reportedly dying while attempting to cross the English Channel to France. The bodies discovered just hours after Britain's government approved a controversial plan to send some migrants thousands of miles away.
After months of parliamentary squabbling and maneuvering, it's been passed. Legislation designed to deport failed asylum seekers to a third country, Rwanda. In the House of Lords, Andrew Sharp.
My lords, this is long overdue, but I would also like to put on record my thanks to the officials in the government of Rwanda for all their efforts in delivering this partnership. I beg to move.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak pledges the deportation flights will begin in July. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Getting underway now, Supreme Court arguments over Starbucks and unions, the company challenging an order to rehire staffers who had been fired while trying to organize a union in Tennessee. Workers at hundreds of Starbucks locations across the country have now voted to unionize. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.